This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Wildfire smoke is keeping the air hazy over parts of the state. That's especially bad for children and older people, pregnant women, and people with respiratory issues. Dr. Barry Hammaker is chief medical officer at Vail Health.
The biggest thing with the smoke is really avoidance. Stay indoors as much as possible. Keep your windows closed. No heavy activity outdoors.
We are following wildfires that are causing Colorado smoky air at CPR.org. Aurora has banned police from using chokeholds when trying to subdue suspects. The decision Monday night by the city council turns a policy from newly named police chief Vanessa Wilson into city law. The technique was used by Aurora police officers last year as they detained Elijah McClain, who later died. The city is the focus of several investigations into police practices. Voters in Denver will decide whether to allow people to own pit bulls in the city. The city council on Monday voted to place a measure on the ballot to create a permit process for owning pit bulls. The proposal would let owners keep up to two such dogs so long as they follow certain rules. The council passed a similar bill in February, but it was vetoed by Mayor Michael Hancock. Pit bulls have been banned in Denver for more than 30 years. People around Denver will hear gunfire late today. The police department is testing a system to recognize gunshots and their location and alert 911 dispatchers. The tests are going on around downtown, Civic Center, and Capitol Hill between 4 this afternoon and 10 o'clock tonight. The gunshot detection system is meant to improve police response time. This is CPR News.